Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye. Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed.
I can't believe you would ask me that.
Then why would you run away from the police?
I freaked out. I was called down to the office and saw two officers waiting for me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, so I ran out of the school. I couldn't go in there. But Nia, you gotta know, I would never hurt Ronnie.
If you didn't do it, then turn yourself in.
Jason, stop!
No, too late for that, little lady. He about to get his ass whooped.
I'm finna kill you, old man.
No.
Get off of
Dad,
me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Move!
No!
Hey, you. This is Tales of the Text. Short fiction stories filled with drama, secrets, and plot twists. Marinated in Black teen culture. Today's tale is Accidentally Stumped, Part 3. We pick up with Sanaa pacing around her room on the phone with Shay. It's been a day since her date with Nasir, and Sanaa feels like she's on cloud 9.
So, how did it go?
Girl, it was amazing. Like, we vibed so well.
That's good. That shows there's a genuine connection.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What?
You're doing it again.
What?
You got that tone of voice. I know what you're thinking.
Ugh. Why did I have to see his ugly ass?
Girl, fuck him. Even if you saw him, it doesn't mean shit. I told you this. Now you find someone you seem to have a connection with. Focus on that. Who knows where it'll go?
I can't stop thinking about him, though. I made a mistake. Like, nigga, the fuck?
Who gives a fuck? He's lying. He lied to you before. He hurt you, Sanaa. Don't you get that? Don't cheat on your future with your past.
Now where you get that from? Cause I know you didn't think of it.
Nigga, fuck you.
You tried to. Remember?
Girl, I was drunk off my ass. You know this. I thought we agreed to never bring it up again.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I still wish things could have worked out between us.
But they didn't. And it was for a reason. He wasn't bad, but he was missing the mark on a lot, girl. You need someone who's more in sync with you, understands your wants and needs, and will meet them. When y'all were good, but when y'all were bad. It was always something with y'all, even over the littlest shit.
I know.
Then if you know, then why are you acting like this?
Because I still spent a lot of time and energy on that person. Wish I could have got something out of it instead of wasting my time.
You did, girl. You learned a lot. You learned what to do and what not to do, what to take and what not to take. He was a lesson for you. He wasn't meant to be the man you walked down the aisles with. You gotta let that go.
You're right.
I know. Now look. I'm really tired of hearing about that nigga, but if you need me to talk you through some things, I will. I got you.
Thanks, girl. This is why I love you.
I love you too, ho. Now, I gotta bounce. I got a paper to write already. Can you believe this shit?
That's crazy as hell.
I know. Alright, bye.
Bye, girl.
Hey, I had a really amazing time with you yesterday. When's the next time you're free? I want to take you out again.
The excitement Sanaa feels is unexplainable. She finds herself blushing at her phone, something she hadn't done in a long time. Ooh, a double text. What the fuck?
Hey, it's Brooks.
What the fuck?
So, a few weeks pass. Sanaa manages to ignore Brooke's text and block his new number. She spends time going to class, doing homework, and being with Nasir. They did study dates at the library and went to events around campus,
to now finds herself really liking him. The two have a bond that seems unbreakable already. The banter, similar values and goals, and they both goofy as hell. A match made in heaven. There were times, though, when Brooke's text crept in the back of Sanaa's mind.
You say that, but it didn't stop you from eating more.
I had to make sure it actually tasted nasty.
Yeah, okay, because that makes sense.
Oh, whatever.
The two have been on FaceTime almost every night for the past week. Most of the time, it's conversation, but there are moments where they just sit in silence, doing homework. So relatable.
What are you doing this weekend?
Attending the AKA's dinner party. What about you?
I'm gonna be with you.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'm gonna take you to this new sushi joint that just opened.
But the dinner party?
I'll take you Sunday night.
Okay, cool.
You like sushi, right?
Of course.
All right.
I gotta study for this test. I'll call you tomorrow.
That's cool. Good luck on your test.
Thank you. Good night.
She looks at the phone to see him staring at her. He sits in the dark. The TV glow shines on his face, making his pretty smile sparkle. He licks his lips. Sanaa bites a smile back. Y'all stop.
Sweet dreams.
Sanaa clutches the phone to her chest like a damn schoolgirl. She sits at her desk. She pulls out her notes and laptop to get started when a notification sound catches her attention. There on her phone screen at the top of all the message threads sat, guess who? Brooks. She couldn't believe it. She thought she blocked him.
Forgot to block me on here. Come on now. I want to talk.
The college girl shakes her head. All she could do was stare at the message. She didn't dare to open it. Then Brooks will see she saw it. Duh. Why did this keep happening? The more she tries to move on, the more he pops up. This hot girl healing season is definitely a bitch. Sanaa's pretty brown eyes shift to his little profile pic. And then it hits her like a giant wave. She knows she shouldn't do it. She hadn't in 3 months. She clicks to his profile. She checks his information to see if he's updated it. A new job, and his relationship status says single. The memories flood her mind. First meeting, first date, first fight, first time meeting each other's family, first vacation. The past 2 years flash in her head like a movie she can't seem to pause. The pain she's been burdening for the longest, finally rises to the surface. Tears drop on her phone as she stares at his face. How could someone cause so much pain and insecurity in a person? It was unbelievable and a little scary.
What did I do wrong?
Nothing.
How?
Something told me to check on you, and girl, you know you have a bad habit of leaving your door unlocked? You fell down the rabbit hole again.
I didn't mean to.
It's okay. It happens. I did it a lot after Jaleel.
You never talk about him.
Never had a reason to. I moved on. You, on the other hand.
I know.
Why do you keep thinking of going back to something that no longer serves you?
I don't know. Familiarity? It feels like unfinished business.
No. That relationship is dead. It was dead when y'all were together.
It's so hard to let him go.
You said you always felt like you had to put more effort in than him to make it work. You led the decisions, the conflict resolutions, and it was exhausting, right?
Yes.
You said you always felt like you loved him more. You hated how every time you expressed your feelings, it turned into a fight, right?
Yeah.
You said you always felt like there was a disconnect in a way. Like, he really didn't understand you at times, and so it got to the point of just sweeping issues under the rug, right?
Yep.
So why go back to that? Why even think to go back to that?
Sanaa becomes quiet. She really didn't have an answer. She didn't even realize she put all her eggs in one basket for a man that seemed to have some leftover eggs until the relationship ended.
You deserve better. And now you might have better. Why ruin that?
I don't want to.
Okay, then. Stop letting Brooks get to you, then. That relationship served its purpose, and yes, I know it hurts to let go of someone you love and something you spent so much time on. But girl, it's time to officially close that chapter. You can't go back and change what's already written.
You're right.
And for the 1,000th time, I know you have no idea what the future holds for you. Nasir could be your future husband for all we know. But you gotta give things a chance instead of wishing things were different. Give up hope that things could have ended differently between y'all. It was meant to end, period.
Nasir is great. He's more on par of what I want and need in a relationship. I don't even have to tell him some things like I did with Brooks. He just knows.
And that's how it should be. Someone who gives without saying, and if you do say it, they accommodate. That is great communication and maturity. Shit, do you remember how Brooks was when you told him you wanted good morning texts every day?
Yeah. Girl, I text you every day anyway. Nasir actually texts me every day. He's so consistent and I love it.
See?
I just want to know why he did it. Why'd he lie? Why couldn't he just be upfront instead of playing me?
Because niggas are stupid and want to pick and choose when they want to be a man. Look, you don't need closure. You haven't had it for months and you still don't need it. Hell, his actions are enough to be closure, Sanaa. He wanted someone else. He wanted something different, which turns out good for you because you need someone different.
When he walked into that party with her,
I know, girl. I know.
Fuck.
Please don't let his actions make you feel unworthy. You're an amazing person. Anyone would be lucky to have you. He just wasn't for you. You are someone who puts in 100, always, and you need a man who does the same. Not 90, not 95, but 100.
Yeah, I do.
Exactly. That's the attitude you need to keep.
How are you still putting up with me after all these months of bullshit?
Ho, you are my BFF, and you were there for me after Jaleel.
Yeah, but y'all agreed to the breakup. It was clean.
Girl, I definitely didn't get out with zero scars. Just because we agreed on it doesn't mean it was easy.
That's true.
You're gonna get through this. I know you are. It's gonna make you stronger. To be honest, I knew you weren't over him. I was just waiting for you to admit it. I know when a girl is trying to fake it till she make it.
I don't know if I should get involved with Nasir.
You technically already are, but why?
I obviously haven't healed. The last thing I need to be is in a relationship. I haven't even really had time to myself.
Everyone's healing journey is different. You don't have to follow the path that others do. Plus, you said Nasir has been through a breakup. Maybe he's been brought into your life to bring some different perspective and help you get through it.
It just seems too good. Like he's such an amazing person. Why would God bring him into my life during this time? Why not after I'm healed and ready to be with someone?
Well, to be fair, for the longest time you thought you were ready. It's only now you're realizing you're not. And God works on his timing, not ours. Sometimes there's just no explanation for things, Sanaa. They just happen. I'm not saying you have to walk down the aisles with the dude next week, but I don't think you have to stop talking to him either. It's your choice, though. Do what's best for you.
At this point, I don't even know what's best for me.
And you'll figure that out. You have to be patient, girl. You're not gonna get every answer when you want.
Seriously? Why didn't you major in clinical psych instead? You're really, really good at this.
Thanks, girl.
I love you.
I love you too, ho.
The two hug each other. Aw. Shay ends up bringing her homework down, and the two talk, do work, and have a sleepover in Sanaa's dorm. Shay always knew how to bring peace and a smile to her face. The next day, Sanaa feels lighter. After her talk with Shay, she feels more optimistic about her situation. She treats herself to her favorite coffee on campus and sits in the library to study before class. As she types away on her laptop, she feels someone behind her, and it makes her a little uneasy. She doesn't dare to turn around because she has a feeling of who it is.
I'm pretty sure you saw my message.
Please go away.
Sanaa, I just want to talk. I want to explain myself and formally apologize to you. That's it. That's all. Don't you want closure?
Sanaa perks to the word, closure. She wanted it in the past, but after what Shay said, she changed her mind. But now that Brooks was right here, live and in person, trying to confront the issue he started, Sanaa found closure appealing again. No, girl, stay strong. Stay focused.
Why should I listen to anything you have to say?
Brooks walks around until he's in front of her. Sanaa feels her heart rate spike. She avoids her eye contact, because we all know if she looks at him, it's over.
So you're not going to look at me?
Brooks.
Will you please just give me a chance? You just cut me out of your life. I don't like how we ended.
Yeah, and I didn't like how you broke up with me because you said you needed to focus on yourself, but then show up to a party with another girl. It's your fault we ended.
Sanaa.
I have nothing to say to you, Brooks. I don't want anything to do with us. There is no us. Just let it go.
I try.
Poor Brookie. I think you've just been defeated. He begins to walk off, but then stops.
Hey, but if you change your mind, you can meet me at the Channel Walk at the Student Center tomorrow around 7. I just want to talk, Nana.
Don't you ever call me that again.
How dare he utter the nickname he used to call her? Brooks nods. He stares at Sanaa for a moment while she types on her laptop, trying to contain her cool.
Bye.
Bye, Brooks. Sanaa can feel her eyes stinging, but she blinks repeatedly. She was not about to let any more tears fall for him. She was done. She was so done and ready to move on. She didn't dare to open an old chapter of her life back up. And she had a feeling that if she met Brooks, that's exactly what would happen. But then again, there was a small part of her still clinging to that word. Closure. Stay tuned for part 4, the finale. Does Sanaa choose Nasir or Brooks? Take it away, feeling too good to me. Chilling all day, all in your space is where I wanna be. Here in this room, what did you do? I just can't get enough. Too caught up in your love. Now that we have your attention, go to your favorite app. You know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Search Tales of the Text. Subscribe or follow. Press play. And duh, if you like what you hear, share with your friends. Till next time. Created and executive produced by Joy Mitchell. Writer, Osriel Raglan. Sanaa, voiced by Jenna Nicole Ramirez. Shay, voiced by Sashana Ramirez. Nasir, voiced by Rodney Blue. Brooks, voiced by William Spate. Narrator, Joy Mitchell. Sound design by Scott Stronach. Music, Epidemic Sound.